Harper Audio presents Feedback by Robeson Wells, performed by Michael Goldstrom. Chapter 1. Jane stared back at me, motionless. She was older than I remembered, older than the Jane I knew. Her skin, which had always been smooth and perfect, was now freckled, and her cheeks and nose were red from the cold. "I thought you died," she said again. I shook my head, too startled to speak. She stepped forward, and I flinched. I knew what she was. She may not have been Jane 117C, but she was something like that. An older version, another experiment. An enemy. Becky was out in the forest, alone and dying, and I'd walked right into a trap. "They're going to be looking for you," she said. "It won't take them long." I paused, staring back at her. She was just like Mason, or Carrie, or Mouse, or any of the others from the school. She didn't know what she was. She thought she was helping me. I took a step back. "Don't go," she said. "We can hide you." "No." I picked up the tarp that lay at my feet, the one I'd come into this barn to steal, something to keep Becky warm. I backed away from Jane toward the door. "Wait," she said, pleading. "It's not true," I said, grasping the old wooden handle. "Everything you think you know, it's a lie." I didn't know what else to say. How could you tell a person she wasn't real? Wait.